Yeptson's first State of the City address was delivered in a packed space at the Saratoga Springs City Center, but two distinct colors stood out in the crowd, red and white, the colors associated with the opponents and supporters of expanding casino gambling in Saratoga Springs. With the Saratoga Casino and Raceway pursuing a $30 million expansion and intending to apply for a full-size casino license, a state-appointed casino siting panel still in formation, and a casino project RFP still to come, Yeptson acknowledged the need for more discussion between Albany and the casino industry in Saratoga Springs, discussion to determine how the impending arrival of a casino project in the Capital Region can best be handled to mitigate negative impacts.
But until then, I remain very concerned about this issue, and I will continue to listen to all our citizens. But even though Albany and the governor's siting panel have the final determination, we can still try. We will do everything in our local power to have our voices heard.
Yeptson, a Democrat who won office in November, urged both Saratoga Casino supporters and opponents to come together.
But being divisive and disingenuous will get us nowhere. And I implore all of you to talk to each other tonight in different colored shirts and find common ground and think about how we can maximize the precious little input that we do have.
Yeptson reaffirmed her stance against a Las Vegas-style casino and said she seeks a solution that says no to an event space that could harm the city center, no to a colossal casino hotel that could draw business away from local hotels, and no to an untold number of restaurants and retail businesses that would harm downtown. She also said she supports a plan that benefits the city's finances, supports jobs, and benefits harness racing. Yeptson said she has asked horse trainers, breeders, and riders to serve on a new City Racing Advisory Council to determine the effects of the state gaming law on the city's horse racing industry. Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione praised Yeptson's desire to bring a divided community together on casino gambling and reflected on Yeptson's push for more community involvement in the siting process.
I believe local zoning should be able to have a say. It's our city, and it's difficult in situations like this. I know in school districts, for example, it works the very same way. There isn't local control, and there should be.
Marchione, who represents Saratoga and Rensselaer counties, both of which could be considered for casino development, said she will wait for the RFP before voicing her support for any particular project or location. Dan Hogan, co-chair of the Pro Casino Destination Saratoga Group, the portion of the crowd wearing the white t-shirts, said he was pleased to see the new mayor welcome more conversation.
I think the mayor's keeping an open mind about gaming in the city, and I think that in and of itself is a victory for us.
After her speech, Yeptson said her style of government will take a more collaborative approach.
I was sure that even in this commission form of government, we can build a collaborative government, and we're doing just that. We can utilize the staff in City Hall to be more effective and to feel even prouder about what they're doing. We can include the local residents into boards and committees and initiatives and make them feel proud about what they're doing to advance these initiatives in the city.
Yeptson also announced the formation of a business advisory council and outlined an agenda on issues of open government, sustainability, and comprehensive planning and constituency service. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.